you may well perceive I have not fallen in. One of the greatest in the Christian world should be my surety, for whose throne he is needful ere I can perfect mine intents to me. Time was I did him a desire of office, he almost as his life. You must know I am supposed dead. The army breaking, my husband hies him home, where, heaven aiding and by the leave of my good lord the king, will be before our welcome.
Gentle madam, you never had a servant to whose trust your business was more welcome.
Nor you, mistress, ever a friend whose thoughts more truly labour to recompense your love. Doth not but heaven hath brought me up to be your daughter's dower, as it has fated her to be my motive and helper to her husband. But oh, strange men, that can such sweet use make of what they hate. More of this hereafter. You, Diana, under my poor instructions, yet must suffer something in my behalf.
Let death and honesty go with your impositions. I am yours, upon your will to suffer.
Yes, I pray you.
But with the word, the time will bring on summer.
And briars shall have leaves as well as thorns, and be as sweet as sharp. We must away.
Our wagon is prepared. Our time revives us.
All's well that ends well. Still finds the crown. Whate'er the course, the end is the renown.